Across the state, Alaska's unemployment rate reached 7.9% in January, slightly higher than the national rate for the same month. The Alaska rate is more than a percentage point higher than December. State Labor Department economist Dan Robinson says the rise is partly due to annual processing revisions. Revised data from a previous calendar year doesn't strictly compare to rates in the current year. But Robinson says Alaska is feeling the impact of the national and global economic downturn.
Because we're not yet seeing big job losses through January, at least, it's more likely due to what's happening in the lower 48 and the world.
Robinson says Alaska often has a higher unemployment rate due to the seasonality of many jobs.
The unemployment rate has climbed during periods of job growth and in fairly healthy economic times for Alaska. And it's fallen when we've really been struggling. So the unemployment rate alone can be misleading.
Payroll data indicates Alaska is still adding jobs. 5,200 more people were employed in the state this January than in January 2008. Robinson says one reason is Alaska's industry mix.
A lot of the job losses nationally were in industries that Alaska doesn't have much of. Michigan is really struggling because the auto industry losses. We don't make cars in Alaska. And even our construction industry is not going through the same kind of things the national construction industry is in terms of real reduction.
The number of people without jobs in Juneau reached 7% in January and more than 10% in Ketchikan. The jobless rate in Fairbanks was nearly 9%. The North Slope borough is the only area of the state where unemployment fell slightly over the past year to 4% in January. The State Labor Department says unemployment is highest in Southwest Alaska.